listen to some COVID survivors speak about their experience and their advice. Then complete the table given below. Paragraph 1. 24-year-old Mona Lisa Basu is a COVID-19 survivor from Kolkata, West Bengal. A postgraduate management student at the Carnegie Mellon University, Pittsburgh, Mona Lisa had to spend 2 weeks in a quarantine facility after her return. Speaking to media, Mona Lisa said, "I spent my time in the quarantine facility watching movies. The doctors at the hospital were really kind. They frequently visited me and motivated me. There is no need to panic at all. Stay healthy, eat healthy, maintain good hygiene. It is a serious and deadly virus, so take adequate precautions."
Paragraph 2. 45-year-old Ambalika Vashisht developed symptoms of coronavirus, fever with chills, and a difficulty in breathing, 8 days after her return from Nepal. Her doctor at AIIMS, Patna, advised Ambalika to get admitted. She spent 11 days in an isolation ward. "It was really lonely in the isolation ward," said Ambalika. "The doctors would talk to me from the door. Though they were right in doing so, it made me feel bad. My message is, don't panic. This virus can be conquered. I have done it."
Paragraph 3. Rajiv Malik of Ludhiana is pursuing Masters in Computer Science in Melbourne. He returned to India once lockdown was declared in Melbourne. He was asymptomatic at the airport during the thermal screening, so he was allowed to travel to Patna. "I traveled to India with a plane load of people. So I decided to get a corona test. I tested positive for the coronavirus, but I did not lose heart. I was determined to fight this battle, and therefore I kept my willpower strong," says the coronavirus survivor. "That is my secret of recovery," he adds.
Paragraph 4. Another survivor, Sumati Singh from Ahmedabad in Gujarat, spoke about her experience as a coronavirus patient. "When I got dry cough and fever 2 days after my return from Finland, I thought my body was reacting to a change in weather. But I took no chances and went to a civil hospital without any delay," she said. "I am fine now."